This recording is produced from Open Reel Tapes, originally recorded for Vancouver Community College, Langara Campus, in 1970. This program forms part of the Langara College Reel History Project, which restores and preserves British Columbia's oral history. This project is funded in part by the British Columbia 2000 Millennium Arts and Heritage Fund in partnership with the Vancouver Public Library and Langara College. Copyright for this product is held by Langara College. It may not be reproduced in whole or in part in any form without permission from the copyright holder. The title of this recording is The Native in His Present Situation and the Future of the Natives of British Columbia. The speakers are Hattie Ferguson, Henry Jack, Bob Hall, Marjorie Kenton, and Bill Head. The audience consists of students at Vancouver Community College, Langara Campus.
Today we're going to discuss the Native in its present situation and the future of the Natives of British Columbia. And we have a distinguished panel again, and we're very happy to have them here with us. I'll introduce them in the order in which they will open the discussion, and then I hope today we'll have more time for questions from the floor and a kind of communications between yourselves and the panel. First, we have Hattie Ferguson. Hattie Ferguson is a Tsimshian Indian and holds the highest rank in that group. She's equivalent to a chieftainess. And her background is long and rather brilliant in the history of supporting Indians in British Columbia. She was one of the co-founders of the Kokwalitsa Fellowship, which eventually developed into the Vancouver Indian Center. She was and is the director of the Indian Princess Pageant for British Columbia and is a national representative and treasurer of the Indian Princess Pageant for Canada. She is also the secretary of the BC Natives Women's Society, and she's a very busy woman. Second on our panel is Henry Jack. Henry wasn't a former student of mine, but we had met on a couple occasions. Henry? Henry attended Notre Dame University for a year. He tells me he didn't like it there, so he went to SFU and completed a BA, I guess, political science. He has written a paper which has been published by the Alumni Association of Simon Fraser University on Indian education. Henry is now working on Skid Row with the Bay of Hooks and trying to develop an organization that will help Indians on Skid Row. And Henry is very vocal and an active man of our panel. Our next member of our panel is Bob. Bob is a member of the Union of BC Chiefs, one of the seven founders of the Organization of the Native Youth Conference of British Columbia. He is presently engaged in putting together a report on Findlay Forks and Wolston Lake flooding of that area by the Bennett Dam. Bob tells me that CBC did a program on this, and there's a report to appear on TV shortly on the effects of the, the upward flooding of the Bennett Dam. His father is also involved in the takeover of the Kokwalitsa Hospital in Sardis, which is a very pertinent topic at this day. Marjorie Kenton is our next panelist. Marjorie? Marjorie is a Nootka Indian. She's a counselor at the Vancouver Indian Center, one of the founders of the Kukulitsa Fellowship. She's involved in a great deal of prison work, and court work. She's been involved in founding the AIM Society and rehabilitation work, also emergency health clinic, and many other organizations. She's been associated for 13 years with the natives of British Columbia and doing active work on their behalf. Bill Head is our next panelist. Bill? Bill is a Blackfoot Indian from Cardston, Alberta, and he tells me that he used to ride in the circuits. Bill is attached to the Indian Center, especially active in the AA group of the Indian Center. He is also the supervisor of group living for Indians in homes in British in Vancouver, and he's also a member of the War Dance Club. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you your panel.
Can you hear me up there? Yeah. Right now, I am representing the BC Native Women's Society because we are doing quite a lot of work on the Indian reserves with the women. Now, the start of the BC Native Women's Society was a group of old women who had been, this is something good for you young people to listen to. We were what you would call rejects. We had served a certain length of time in different organizations, and then the younger element came in, and they felt that we had done our duty and we should be eased out, and they did that. Now, you can't keep a good horse down, even if it's old and decrepit, you know. So we got together and formed this BC Native Women's Society because we had a lot to contribute. We had our experience, and we also had our know-how. And maybe it was very good that we were treated that way because we came up with a very fine program with a strong effort to work with the young people and bridge that gap, which has really widened in the last few years. We feel that we are now really working with the young people, and we're going to do a whole lot more. We're not only old fuddy-duddies in there now, we've got a lot of young people, young women. This is a women's organization who are interested in what we're doing. The young Indians are not recognized enough in the other pursuits of the society. You see young people who make themselves famous in different categories, sports and what have you, no Indians. And this concerns these women because they are mothers and grandmothers. And so we are going to see what we're going to do about it. I'm an old campaigner. As the chairman said, I was one of the founders of the Indian Center. And I'm very proud now to see all these Indian centers rising all over the place because they are the stepping stone for our young people to become part of the society. And don't think that our young people are not wanting to become a part of the society. And I don't blame them at all for griping about certain things because there are so many things wrong with the Indian life as it is now that they have something to gripe about. However, they should come to the old people once in a while, and maybe with pooling our brains, we might arrive at something that is very beneficial for Indians on the whole. BC Native Women's Society have a stand on the Indian Reserve question. They feel that before the Indian Reserves are dispensed with, that the reparations should be made. And, I mean, they don't want that money just to spend it any way they want. I mean, they want to use it for services. Certain services that are very badly needed on Indian Reserve, like housing and educational things. One of our projects is the old age home. There's one started in North Vancouver now, and there's another in the Chase District, because the aged have been forgotten, the Indian aged. I mean, they shove them in white homes, and they're not comfortable. Because you must remember that the Indian has his own rich culture. And you can't blame certain elderly people for refusing to let go of that culture. Because it has an awful lot of good things to it. You should study it. I mean, there should be a combination of the two cultures. Pick out the best of ours and the best of yours. And at any rate, we would prefer to have homes at different reserves to make it more homelike. I hear tell that they want the old Kokolitsa Hospital for a home for the aged. And the reaction I got from the board meeting, which was held recently with the BC Native Women, they felt that the Indians had had too much of hospital life. They'd had that experience with the TB hospitals, and they don't want that. They wanted to be more homelike, and they'd rather have them in different districts. I think I agree with them, because Kokolitsa to me has always been a place of learning, because I was a graduate of Kokolitsa Residential School. And to me, that should be an Indian college, not a hospital or a home for the aged. Now, I think I have just about taken up my 5 minutes, but I would like to say further that the Indian has made great strides since I started talking about them about 20 years ago. And I think they're going to go much further. They're getting a better understanding. And one thing that is going to help the Indian achieve things faster is to learn to cooperate with one another and have a whole lot more respect for one another's opinion. Thank you.
I'd like to talk about something that bothers me today, and I can only word it or put it in two words. That would be colonialism and racism. And I'd like to define what I mean by colonialism. There are in history, you had under colonialism forces or influences or institutions, and right now in schools they talk about colonialism.